Welcome to the Knights of Nerditude comic review issue number one. In this side podcast, we will be talking about comic books, whether DC or Marvel or Dark Horse or Image or anything like that. We're going to be talking about any of these, reviewing them, talking about issues that are coming out now. We're not talking about past issues. We're not talking about the issues that are came out in the 80s or the 90s. We're talking about these things that are coming out now. These are the most recent ones. So my name is Sean, and this is...
Chris.
And obviously you know us from the Knights of Nerditude, the main podcast. So like I said, this is our side podcast. So it's just the two of us. We're actually joined here with our producer...
Sam.
Wow, that was very...
Sorry. All right.
Sam,
there. How's that?
Dropping the ball, Sam.
I'm just working the board, all right? I'm not even going to be talking.
Board and the computer. So this week's episode, we're actually going to talk about Steve Rogers' Captain America. We're also going to talk about DC's Deathstroke, the rebirth of Deathstroke. And we're also going to talk about DC Rebirth Suicide Squad. So obviously, I want to start off with Captain America. Steve Rogers, Captain America. This one is written by Nick Spencer, and the artist is Jesus Saez. I apologize ahead of time. I'm probably going to butcher some of these names. I feel really bad. My name is tough to pronounce, my last name, so I feel your pain if I'm mispronouncing them. If I'm getting them right, yay me. So... Chris, this one started off with a bombshell.
Yes. So a little while ago, a few weeks ago, the first issue came out, and it started off this uproar among comic book fans across the world. It is Captain America at the end of the book saying, "Hail Hydra."
Yes.
Now, for those of you who don't know Captain America, the sole reason why he exists is to fight in battle Hydra. He is not part of Hydra whatsoever. And it sent comic book fans into an uproar because they just redid the new Captain America book. And he apparently is the thing that he has always fought against.
Right.
Now, you need to understand that it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It never made sense whatsoever. So you needed to just... Yeah. Fans went into an uproar, you know, sending...
Death threats and stuff towards Nick Spencer.
And they freaked out, but they need to, you know, calm the fuck down because it was the first book in this series. And you need to... You got to take a step back and realize that it's an ongoing story. It's not, you know...
It's not the adventures of Steve Rogers, Hydra agent.
Yeah. Nobody likes a Minuteman. You want the marathon.
Right.
You got to be in it for the long haul. And we got that in books 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
They explained...
Oh, book 2. I love book 2 because it explained why he says Hail Hydra at the end. So
exactly.
Red Skull, basically, so the main villain in Captain America, the leader of Hydra, he comes out and basically says, "I want to destroy Captain America, but I don't want to destroy him by killing the man. What I want to do is I want to destroy what Captain America stands for, what he believes in, his core beliefs. And by changing his past with the Cosmic Cube," which was, what was the name again?
Well,
Korra?
So what happened was Red Skull's crew and scientists were experimenting on a cosmic cube, and it blew up, and it transformed into this girl called Kobik.
Kobik, that's it.
And then Kobik has the ability to change memories.
Yes.
And in this case, Red Skull used that to his advantage, and she changed Captain America's memories in the 1930s to reflect that Hydra essentially raised him.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Kobik, she was raised by Red Skull. So all she knew was good was Hydra, bad was anybody who opposed Hydra. So whenever she changed somebody's memory, they explain it in, I think, issue 2, she basically turns them Hydra.
Like, yeah, she would never attack somebody.
Right.
From what I understand of the book so far, she would never fight somebody.
Right.
She would only make them see that Hydra is good.
Right.
That's it.
And so that's what Red Skull basically does. He
exactly.
said he turns Steve Rogers, turns what his core beliefs are completely inside out, and turns him into a weapon for himself.
Yes. So at this point, Captain America is a Hydra agent and
secret Hydra agent.
Well,
there's only a few that know he's a Hydra agent.
Yeah, there's only okay. So what started all this is they were Captain America was trying to save or trying to fight Baron Zemo, who was kidnapping Dr. Eric Selvig, and Captain America went up into the ship and killed Zemo.
Yeah.
And then another character, Jack Flag, went in the ship to help him, but
after disobeying an order from Captain America.
Yeah, to stay away. But he did. Captain America wanted Dr. Selvig alive, took Jack Flag and threw him out of the plane while saying Hail Hydra.
Yes.
And he thought he killed Jack Flag, but he didn't in this case. And Jack Flag, at this point, is the only one who knows that Captain America is Hydra, but he's in a coma.
Right.
So
he survived the fall.
He survived the fall. Captain America, at this point, is kind of in leagues with Red Skull.
Right.
Except
the last issue.
Yep. Last issue, number four.
Yep.
Captain America was ordered to kill Dr. Selvig by Red Skull. He said no.
Well, no, he agreed. He agreed. Secretly saved him.
Secretly saved Selvig, and then he says, "I don't like the way this is going. I need you to help me kill Red Skull." Yeah. And then that's where we're going.
So that's where we're at right
now. That's where we're at right now. Captain America, in cahoots, trying to kill Red Skull. So Red Skull is the main instigator in this book.
Yes.
And in the beginning of the series, and I have to mention this, he seemed very Donald Trumpish. Because at that point, Red Skull was trying to build a following, and they were trying to get
the lowlifes. Not lowlifes, but
they were trying to stir up the people.
The main person they talk about is basically a druggie who turns to crime, goes to jail, comes out of jail, tries doing good, but meets up with an old jail cell buddy, and who's like, "You should come to the show and meet this guy." And he goes down, and there's Red Skull preaching, like, "We need to make Hydra great again."
We got to protect our borders from the people coming in and ruining our society. It's very reminiscent of what Trump has been saying on the campaign trail. It was funny that it's in there. It's really funny that it's in there.
Yeah.
Red Skull is the main instigator, and it's so far it's I like the story. I like the progression. Yeah. It's very wordy. It's very wordy, especially during fight scenes.
Yeah, they need to tone back on that. Like
with the fight scenes, it's too much because nobody speaks a paragraph of worth of words
when they're throwing one punch.
Yeah, nobody says that, and you need to understand that when you're doing a fight scene and when you're writing a story and when you're writing a fight scene, you want it to be quick because the pace of the fight is quick. So that means short words, short sentences. And then maybe a
quip back and forth between the two.
But they don't shouldn't be swinging punches when that happens.
He's basically like giving himself a backstory while he's fighting Joe Schmo, the guy on the train.
Yeah. If I want to see a fight, I want to see a fight. And I get that. And I understand that it needs to be wordy because this series is leading up to Civil War II.
Right.
And the reason why we're reading the Marvel books is because it's leading up to Civil War II. There's a ton of stories that will be intertwined into the Civil War arc, and this is one of them. So we understand that there needs to be a lot of dialogue involved.
Very political dialogue, too.
Yeah, there's a few of those pages, but again, it's leading up to Civil War, so I kind of understand it. I got a question.
Just chime in here. You keep saying mention like the political. Like, what are we talking political?
So,
like, what are they preaching?
No. It's not what are they preaching. It's literally like political talk. It's,
It was good. Sharon Carter was going up to the Senate to.
Well, between her approve and, a bill. What's her face? Colby Summers from, Avengers. What's her character's name? Was it Hill?
Yeah.
It's her, both of them, basically like head of Hydra kind of thing, and just like
head of SHIELD.
Hit SHIELD, not Hydra. Sorry. Head of SHIELD, and just like talking like to the board members. And there's scenes that go on for like 3-4 pages about like them talking to the board members, like, "You have to trust in what we do."
Yeah, but they don't specifically say what they're looking for.
Right.
That's what I don't get. This shouldn't be... Book four was a prelude to Civil War II, but this is... That was a stretch.
Yeah.
That was a stretch for prelude. If you're going to do prelude to Civil War, do a prelude.
Yeah.
There really
wasn't much in there to lead into Civil War.
No, it wasn't.
There were what, like 2 pages of like other teams fighting. There was Bucky Barnes's team trying to contact Captain America. Blah blah blah. Like it's.
I get it, and that's fine. I followed the story, and it was a great story. Yeah. I liked the fact that the past flashbacks were in black and white, and
it was
there was
like,
very
yeah,
little
the
color.
Sepia, but like red. Red was like the red number the only color that they really like emphasized in the past.
And it was really good. It was a good story to follow. I think I'm excited for the next one. I'm definitely gonna get into this. The art, average, nothing really caught my eye except for the last page of book four, which was the spread on, not the spread, it was the splash on Red Skull. That was probably the best piece of everything.
Yep.
But, some people might like it. I just thought it was average. So, but I'm hooked on this. I will definitely get the next ones. When those come out.
It's very interesting where they're going with this. I'm excited because, I mean, like we said, there's 4 people out there right now that know that Captain America is Hydra.
Yeah.
There is Selvig, Dr. Selvig.
Skull.
Red Skull. Captain America. And then, was it the guy who's in a coma?
Jack Flag. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the only 4 people who know that he is.
Except the woman in the past who was
basically trying to...
But we don't know if she's real.
We don't know if she's real. We don't know if she exists in the present. Is she dead?
That's
big bombshell in it, though. So Steve Rogers' dad was a wife beater, basically.
Yep.
Hydra came in, killed him for Steve Rogers' mom. Then they made a mistake and ended up killing Steve Rogers' mom
in front of him
while he's hiding under the bed.
Yep.
He runs out the window, they catch him, and basically last thing they say is, we have big plans for this one.
Yeah.
So, and it's all leading up to something big's gonna happen.
Yeah,
someone's gonna find out. So it's going to be interesting.
It should be a cool story. Good story so far.
Yeah.
Good story. I think we're definitely hooked on this.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely...
This one's pretty good. Yeah. And I say this is one of the recommended ones for Marvel, at least.
Yeah. Especially 4 issues in. Like,
well,
that,
other ones,
that's pretty
easy. Spider-Man's in for a while, and then, Vision's in for a little while.
There's a lot of...
Iron Man is a lot.
We picked a bad time to get into these comics because, Marvel-wise. I know a lot about Marvel. I'm a huge Marvel guy, and it's tough because all the things going on right now are, like, issue number 15.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of... Like, I don't want to go back and read them all. I want something that's new. But because of that, because we want to read something new, DC basically rebooted their entire franchise because of Flashpoint.
And this is great because I've never read DC before, and this is a good start. So this is great for people who haven't read DC and who have a general knowledge of DC characters. This is the time to get into it because the stories are... Okay, well, one we're going to talk about is okay.
Yeah.
And then the other one is very, very good, but the art is amazing for this.
So we'll start with the first one we're teasing at right now. So Deathstroke. Now,
in light of Ben Affleck's little revelation for Deathstroke.
I've always liked Deathstroke, so I like this is why I wanted to get into this. Priest is the writer. Once again, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it, but Pagulayan is the artist, basically who inked it, who drew all the pictures and stuff. Love the art in this. The art is really good. I'm starting with positives here.
No, this is I think the art is good as well.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite, but it's definitely very solid. Better than Cap. But it is a good piece of artwork. Great use of color.
Yes.
Great use of color on this. Story, a lot to be desired. It just seems very
jumpy.
Yeah.
It goes from timeline to timeline like crazy. Like it
very, and it's all on one page.
Yeah.
Or not even one page. I think there was issue two, I think, had flashbacks and different scenes or whatever it was, and they were not even on just one full page.
Like there is the main storyline that they're talking about, which deals with the guerrilla leader guy from Africa, and
he hires Deathstroke,
but there's that senator who gets he's up for re-election, he's going to win by a landslide. Then, he's at a party, everybody's like, yeah, you're winning. And then he opens up a package. There's a bunch of very graphic pictures of him.
He was doing some kinky shit.
Yeah, with other men. Like, obviously with other men. So he ends up jumping off the balcony and landing on a car down below and dying.
Yeah.
And it's just, kind of like a page that all that happens. And then they kind of talk about it, the warlord's kind of you weren't supposed to kill him. And Deathstroke's like, oh, well, I didn't.
Kept him getting from the elected, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like...
And it's weird. And then they'll have the flashbacks of... Or not even... I don't know if they're flashbacks or just...
I don't know.
They could be, but with this kid...
They keep having names like I'm looking at issue one right now. Here and there. And it's one page. And then gifts, another page. And it just jumps around from storyline to storyline. And I mean, they all
there's no connective tissue.
Yeah, there's five stories, but there's nothing connecting them all.
Yeah, and maybe they will later, but if you're trying to get people into the book or the series for that matter, I'm not sure if this is really the best way to do it.
No, yeah. So the way DC did this is they released a rebirth prelude. And then they released the actual episode one. So it gets issue one. Sorry. Issue one. It gets very confusing because the prelude is called Deathstroke Rebirth. Then the official issue number one is DC Universe Rebirth Deathstroke. Because both of them are labeled number one. Both of them have completely different stories in them.
Yes.
So you have to be on the lookout. That was the my biggest complaint on this, on the rebirth.
Well, it could be we didn't do the research enough to understand both.
Right, but that's the thing. Average goer, you think
variant.
Right.
You look at it and you think variant.
Right. So
those of you who don't know, variant is just a variant cover. It's a different. Yeah. It's a different cover.
Different variant. Cover.
Same
art.
Story, just different cover art.
Which they do a lot of.
No. DC only has a couple. Marvel has, 75.
Oh, yeah.
I went and got Iron Man 1, and it was about 8 that I could pick from. It was ridiculous. And it's $5 a fucking comic. So, $40 just for issues one.
So, definitely, Deathstroke needs to slow down. It's not that they need to pick up the pace. They need to slow down
or do
focus on a story
or do parts, do a few pages here, few pages there, do three parts, you're done a book, and then move on to the next book.
It's too much, and for the average viewer or reader, it's just it's confusing. One second he's young, the next he's old, next he has kids who are kids 6 and 7, the next they're teenagers. It's jumping around.
Yeah.
But there's no there's no connective tissue, like you said.
It feels like a Preacher.
The TV show?
Yeah, show where there's a lot going on, and in the end you may figure out what's going on. I can't even give you a valid synopsis of what's happening in this book.
No.
Not yet. There's two issues. I cannot tell you what's going on yet.
Other than that warlord thing, and then Time King is in there, and Clock King's in there, which he's in both issues, but
but we don't know.
It and it's a lot of double crossing, so it's like a confusing plot. This is two issues in here. Yeah. This is insane.
But from now on, I think we'll give it a few more.
Yeah, at least
and take a look at it. We both like Deathstroke, so
yeah.
You know, I just hope they do it justice for the book, because I love a good story. So
yeah.
So let's go on to the next one.
The other one, like I said, we were going to talk about is Suicide Squad. Now, this one is where I bring up the whole prelude and then issue one. Because we screwed up. We read issue one, then the prelude.
Yes.
So,
and we regret reading the prelude.
Yes, very much so. Because we read issue one, and we both enjoyed the story.
Absolutely.
We'll get to that one in a second. But then we went back and we read the prelude, The Rebirth. And it was just kind of a rehash of the movie, where there's a bomb about to go off that's turning people into metahumans, and they need to band together and get there. I mean, I liked how they introduced Rick Flagg. Very random that Barack Obama is canon in this as president.
Now, who wrote... Now, the writer?
So, the writer of...
And then the artist.
The writer is Williams.
Is it Jim Williams?
No, it's Rob Williams.
Okay.
And then in the first one...
The prelude.
The prelude right now. So, the prelude is... Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's at the end. Like, that always gets me. So, Philip Tan penciled the
prelude.
The prelude.
Yeah.
The art, not bad.
New. Don't like it.
It's different. Not different, it, but like, but meh.
It was, okay, so the prelude, they essentially introduced the three out of the Suicide Squad. Deadshot,
Harley Quinn.
And then...
Captain Boomerang.
Which
I loved. Because he's
got some humor into it.
My favorite part is when he starts singing about Genghis Khan, and it's just so stupid.
Yeah, and then in issue one.
Yeah, Deadshot's like, please somebody shoot me. Like, just detonate the bomb in my head now. And oh my God, it's hysterical.
And then in issue one, he says, oh, you can watch the footy on this? And it's just a little screen in front of his helmet.
And he's watching.
And he's watching soccer.
Oh man!
No, those were pretty good, but it was an introduction into Task Force X.
Yeah,
and
I think then introducing them, at least those three main characters, I think it did it justice, because they're said so. I feel like this is how the movie should have been, because they don't do a lot of backstory, but like, you understand who these people are. Like the whole Rebirth issue, the prelude, it's trying to get what's his face, the Marine guy,
Flag.
Rick Flag, trying to get him to command the crew, and basically you find out he's locked up in Guantanamo Bay. He denied an order that ended up getting his entire team killed. Somebody went through a lot of trouble to making this guy disappear, and then what's her face finds him.
But then then he essentially leads the squad, and they're taking on a bomb in a city.
Well, that's
with meta minion looking things.
They're meta humans. It's meta bomb.
Yeah, the bomb that makes humans meta humans.
Right.
So like the Flash, you know. So they give him powers.
So basically a giant army of this.
Yeah.
And
it's basically the movie.
Yeah. You know what I really liked about this, and like, I want to praise this as much as I can before we get on to the next one, on to issue one.
It's hard to praise that.
I like how they showed that Boomerang, Quinn, and Deadshot, basically, they don't care. Like, there's the part where the scientist is getting pulled in by that creature thing.
Yeah.
And he's got the plans. He's like, don't let the blueprints get into their hands. So Captain Boomerang chops his arms off.
Yeah, throws the boomerang.
And then there's like, no, save me. And Deadshot's like, okay, shoots him in the head.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care.
Yeah, that's...
Like, and that's perfect. That's right, it shows you exactly who these people are. They don't care as long... Their job is just to make sure those blueprints don't get in the wrong hands and they'll kill anybody in their way.
And that's a positive. And speaking of positives, Suicide Squad, issue one.
Issue one.
Huge positive.
Oh, yeah. First, you start off with the cover art.
It's... Okay, so it's written by the same guy.
Rob Williams.
Williams, but it's penciled by
Jim Lee.
Jim Lee.
Jim Lee did a phenomenal job.
Awesome, awesome art. Awesome art in this book. The cover is awesome. Probably my favorite cover.
It shows the entire squad on the cover. This is the one we're talking about. So the variant I explain as Harley Quinn's ass.
Yes.
Because it's basically most of the page is her ass. And then it's just like, oh, and there's people behind that ass. No, this is like the entire team. Yes, Harley Quinn is front and center with Deadshot, Boomerang's in the background, Enchantress is in the background. You see Killer Croc's head. It looks very demonic, almost. Like, not even looking like a crocodile. I like it, though. I like it. He looks creepy. But these are bad guys.
Yeah. But the story starts off where they're, the team is assembled.
Yeah.
And they're in a ship going to a city to try and defuse a bomb. And I believe it's the bomb that's in the prelude, but it's not clear. It's not very clear that that's the bomb in the prelude. But half the issue is them getting ready, going up in the ship, and then... Killer in the space, and then Killer Croc pukes, almost dies,
almost chokes on his own vomit,
and then
Rick Flag goes out of his way, attaches himself out of this free falling device, saves Killer Croc from dying.
But the ship is going down.
Yep,
and then the ship crashes.
Yep, splashes into the ocean.
So splashes into the ocean, and the last thing you see is them kind of floating in the water. Looking passed out. Now, the thing is, Enchantress is also on the ship, and it looked like she was coming out of June or, like, revealing herself. So they might be saved by Enchantress. It's looking like that.
Yeah.
And that's it for the squad. From then on out, it's Deathstroke. Not Deathstroke. Deadshot. Well,
as it says personal file, Deadshot.
And then they go into a Deadshot backstory.
So it's all about Deadshot and how... He gets hired by Cobra to do their bidding and whatnot. He's not happy about it because they use his daughter as leverage again, like for him to work for them. So then he turns his back on them, gets in cahoots with Batman.
Well, he's hired to kill Bruce Wayne.
Yes, yes.
And then basically they fake Bruce Wayne's death, and then Batman joins Deadshot, goes and saves his daughter.
Right.
And then he kills the person holding her,
yeah.
And then he turns himself in, he goes to prison, and Batman, you know, goes and does his thing.
Yeah.
But
it's just, I love, like, he basically is like the bad guy's like has a literal gun to his daughter, Deadshot's head, like ready to execute her, like, you need to stop. And Batman's like, don't do it. There's no coming back from this. If you do it, you know what is going to happen. And he was like, fuck it. It's for my daughter. Kills the dude so he doesn't hurt his daughter. And just is like, just take me to jail. Just go.
Gives up. But so, he loves his daughter. So, and that was it for the issue. That's it. That was awesome.
That's how it ends. Like,
and that's how it ends. Continue next book. I'm sure you'll continue with the story. Maybe even do another different backstory.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Oh,
That's perfectly okay because you're in it for the long haul. You are not in it for the immediate craziness of a story.
Right, yeah.
We get it. And there's probably going to be two major story arcs out of the whole series for this. So
I'm hooked. I love it.
Oh, easily. Oh, definitely hooked.
Even though we read it backwards.
We read it backwards. I regret reading the prelude. Episode one.
Issue one.
You got me
issue,
doing that.
Yeah.
Issue one, we should have started and left it at that, but, you know, we didn't know.
Issue one was just so great.
Art was spectacular in this book. Spectacular.
Yes.
The Deadshot picture, the splash picture of Deadshot was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, I'm hooked. Like you said, yeah. we're both hooked on this thing. I mean, can't wait until the next one. So I'm wondering if I can find him at Comic-Con, have him sign that book too.
Oh, Lee?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah. So,
or all three. Well, three. He's the penciler. He's not the color.
Right.
But yeah, that's half the battle is penciling. Yeah. Yeah. More than half.
The detail.
Yeah.
So definitely down for continuing this. So that's basically it for this week. We want to hear input from you guys. We want to hear what you want us to read, what you want us to review. Because, I mean, DC is very easy to get into right now because they rebooted the whole thing. So we're going to talk about Batman, Nightwing, Flash, Arrow, further down the road.
Marvel's a little trickier because it's right. A lot of issues
We do have some lined up that we're going to start working on. But we want to hear your input. We're not tied down by DC. We're not tied down by Marvel. We want to hear other things. Like, we want to know what you want to hear. So,
and you can tell us what you think about the books as well.
Right.
You may think differently than us. You may think that the Deathstroke book is phenomenal. We don't.
Or you hate the art, Lee's art in Suicide Squad. We want to know your input, basically.
Yep. Do this on Facebook.
You can follow us at KON Podcast on Twitter.
Yep.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. You can email us by just clicking the button on Facebook. There's an email button now. Some of you have done that already. We encourage it. We love emails. We love positive feedback. We love negative feedback. We want to know how to make this stuff better. So please email us there. Or if you don't have Facebook, you know, email us at knightsofnerditude@gmail.com. So we want to hear your feedback. We want to know what you think. So
next week we'll be doing
Batman and Nightwing.
Batwing and Nightwing.
Okay. So we're excited. I hope everybody has a great week, and we will see you all next week.
Bye.